Did you know that back in the day?
Oh
my god! Why was that so bad? Sorry, I didn't do my warm ups before we started recording. That was so bad.
So you were saying?
I hope they didn't hear that.
Oh, you hope they did? All right, yeah, cool. Yeah, they for sure heard it though.
That's way more interesting than I was about to say. Yeah. Did you guys know that back in the day? It almost happened again. There used to be a job where all you did was kill rats in, like, apartment buildings. And they would give you, like, a revolver to kill rats. They would give you a gun. You and, like, four other guys. You'd look like Ghostbusters going into a building.
Ghostbusters
and try and kill rats in people's apartments with revolvers.
With guns.
Yeah. You did the iCarly countdown again.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I'm very, very sorry.
It's all right.
It's all good. Okay. Well, so today, I'd like to talk about some weird jobs. And as Benny mentioned, guys used to dress
shoot
up.
Shoot rats.
Yeah. In like, homes.
Yeah.
Like, so you had to hire a dude.
I don't know how it worked. Down to the small detail, but like I'm guessing like
guys came into your house with guns and shot rats.
Well, yeah, like once every 2 weeks or so, you just clear out and be like, we're gonna take care of the rats this week. And just, you know, take care of them.
Yeah knock them up, put a bullet in their skull, and then, you know, finish the rat.
Yeah, you mentioned a weird job also beforehand. I don't know,
whaling?
No,
lamp post lighting?
No, the other
one. Oh, porn directing.
Yeah, that one. How do you think that is?
Oh, I mean, you gotta tell naked adults that, okay, all right, here's what I think is weird about it.
Yeah.
You have to tell naked adults with no emotional or, like, no connection.
Like, it's their job.
They have no connection to each other. Mm-hmm. There's no affection. There's no romance. You're just like, get over there and have sex with them.
But they get in detailed, like...
Yeah, no, okay, yeah. So let's set up a porn situation. Let's say I'm directing you. I'm the porn director.
Yeah.
Okay, Benny, mm-hmm. I want you to get up onto that sofa. I want one leg on the ground and one knee bent on the sofa, and I want you banging that chick who you know, but...
Just met 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, you met this lady. Okay. She's naked and greased up, and you get to go to town.
That'd be weird.
I hear it doesn't even
pay well.
And I'm going to film it. I'm going to watch it and film it.
Yeah.
And then post it to the internet.
One of the other guy films it. You're sitting in the director's chair with your French hat and the mustache and, like, your turtleneck or whatever.
Yeah, and I'm just like...
Because all porn directors look like that.
Yeah.
and you get really into it, you know.
No.
Not into it like that, but into it as an art form.
Oh, like, this is my job. And
I'm
good at my job.
Yeah. He's like, trust me, I know what the people want. Okay? And you're going to help me achieve what the people want to see, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where's my other weird?
That's weird.
This also used to be a job. It was called a soda jerk. It was basically a bartender, but all you do is serve soda.
Oh, yeah.
This is obviously, like, in the 40s.
Yeah, like a soda bar.
Yeah. You'd wear, like, a bow tie and shit.
Yeah.
That used to be a thing. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Have you ever been to a modern-day, like, soda bar?
No, I did not know those were still around.
Those are still around.
For what?
They're usually in, like, old-timey, like, little historic towns, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, whatever city you're in, downtown whatever, and, like, historic whatever city you're in, insert name here. So a couple places still have those, and to be honest with you, they're a real vibe. Like,
I bet they're cool, especially if they give off that old-timey vibe.
Yeah.
Like 50s type shit.
Yeah, it's like...
Diners and, like...
Exactly.
Drive-in.
Exactly.
Burger places or whatever.
Exactly. That's what it is. So, you're on the internet. Just list some weird job, if they're there. Do you have some?
Yeah.
List a couple weird jobs, and I want to talk about how I'd perform them.
Pin setters at bowling alleys. Like, guys used to set them back up. They didn't used to have the machines and shit.
Right.
There'd be a guy back there setting them up. You know, some guys, here's an interesting fact, some guys would run, like, side hustles inside bowling alleys and, fix the pins.
What do you mean, fix the pins?
Meaning, like, you know, he would tamper with them or some shit to, like, influence betting and shit like that. Like rackets.
Huh.
It's very interesting. But now they got machines for that. And
yeah, they have like laser-focused precision.
Yeah, they pick them up.
Yeah.
That's
weird. You like my machine noises?
Sure. It says here that water carrier also used to be a job.
How do you mean? Because that still kind of is.
Yeah, no, I think all people do that in general, but water carriers.
No, the guys that like deliver those jugs to your house.
I guess like the milkman, but with water.
No, like the big jugs.
What do you mean?
You know, like the ones that people fill their water tanks with.
Don't
like,
you just go? You quick no, flip you it. Buy the jug and then you fill it up at home, like on tap.
No, Arrowhead does a delivery.
Still.
No I mean, way. At least up until, like, 2012.
Are you serious?
Because I used to get them.
Really?
My house, we used to have a water tap, like...
Me, us too, but a long time ago.
Yeah, like, a long time
and we
ago.
We filled
right?
it.
Oh, we had the things to, like... But what we did, I remember, it was actually a huge pain. You had to, once it was empty, like, I think my house would usually get two, right? And then once it was empty, you had to keep it. Because if you returned it, like, if you... You put out the empty ones and they come and grab the, like, give you two new ones and grab the empty ones. It wasn't free, but it was, like, discounted. Oh, okay. Like, they can reuse it, recycle it.
I guess. I don't think it's worth it.
It's not.
Person, yeah.
Like, tap exists.
Oh. I think water carriers, that was, like, people in India who, like, I don't know, probably did the same thing.
Yeah. Just delivered just water to your door.
This is a weird one. Knocker up. So basically, if people didn't like the sound of alarm clocks, they would pay a guy with a long stick every morning to hit their window with the stick.
You're kidding.
And that even was, if, look, here's look at this picture. So that this was person lives on the second floor, but look, his stick is so long that he can hit their window.
That's okay, that's stupid.
You'd pay the guy, he's like, I hate the sound of my alarm clock, but I still need to get up for work. So just every morning come by.
Come hit my
window. Hit my window with your stick.
Oh, dude, that's weird.
That is weird.
That's weird. Why would you pay someone to do that?
I don't know. It says human computer. I mean, those are probably just people who worked in those giant computer places.
Yeah, it was just like, that was just a thing.
Clock
For
keeper.
Those of you who couldn't, like, look that up. Look up window tapper or whatever.
Knocker up.
Knocker up. Look up. I feel like if you look up knocker
it's,
up.
It's knocker dash up. Even when you say a knocker up, it sounds like getting a chick pregnant.
Yeah.
You know what they say? This is a really interesting fact. If you didn't know this, and for everybody listening, you know what's a phrase that people in the UK say if you're pregnant?
Huh.
Oh, you're up the duff.
You're up the duff?
You're up the duff. Yeah. If a woman's pregnant, she's like, I'm up the duff. That's what they say. I swear to God. Even today, they say that. He's like, oh, you're up the duff. Doesn't that sound really, like, crude?
Yeah.
I don't like the way that sounds.
Oh, you got it up the duff.
Ours is cool. Like, you got a... What was it? The oven one?
Oh, you got a baby in the oven?
Baby in the oven?
Bun in the oven.
Bun in the oven. That's what it is. See, ours is cute.
You got a baby in your oven?
Hey, you got a baby in your oven.
Hey, careful. There's a baby in that oven.
Is that baby supposed to be in your oven?
Yeah, bun in the oven.
Oh, shit. So he wasn't stopped crying, and I didn't know it was on.
Or hey, you got... Oh, so you got knocked up? That's like the horror...
Knocked
That's
up
if you're a is, whore.
No, well, I mean, I think it's just if you got, if the kid's a bastard, I think, knocked up.
Which is...
Yeah, well, I mean...
Contextually, you're a whore.
Because, like, if you're in, like, a 3 or 5 year relationship and then you get pregnant on purpose, you didn't get knocked up.
Right.
That's when you say, like, we're pregnant.
You're pregnant, yeah.
No, that's stupid.
That's like a planned pregnancy.
It's kind of dumb. I kind of hate that phrase when couples say we're pregnant. Like, no.
You're like, no, she's pregnant and you made her that way.
You helped a little and now she's about to do the rest.
You knocked her up.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
Yeah.
What if that was a thing? Like, what if it wasn't weird to say, like, oh, it's your fault she's pregnant? But, like, in a positive tone, like, someone's excited to like state their pregnancy and they're like, it's my fault, guys. Like, what if that was a good phrase?
Or, yeah, or just like
hey, my wife's pregnant, it was my fault, and everyone's like,
it's funny the way you can phrase things to
like completely make them bad.
Oh yeah, yeah, like if someone's pregnant you can ask them like, oh, who did it? Like that, you know.
Who did? They're standing next to their husband.
Yeah, he's like,
so who really did it?
I'm sorry? And he's like, who? You, right? Hopefully. You know?
Standing next a guy and his spouse or whatever. He's just like, I hope it was you. It was
him, right?
This is your fault, right? You did this.
Oh, yeah.
What if you walk up to him, hey, you did this. And you like point to a Prego woman.
I just found a really interesting one. Yeah, hit me so with it. This one is titled Groom of the Stool. So basically, so now this
clean
is
toilets?
Kind of. So This is what it says, all right? First of all, it starts off with everybody poops. That's what it starts off with.
Facts,
yeah.
Facts.
Except women. Or girls don't poop.
Facts.
Girls don't poop.
But everyone poops except girls. But like except everyone girls, poops. Yeah, no one poops.
But girls and don't poop. This job, you only did this job for like lords and like kings.
Sorry, a brief interruption. If you're a girl and you listen to this podcast, you don't poop.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
That's it. So, like you were saying.
Thanks for that, yeah.
Yeah, no problem, of course, yeah.
But for sure, stop doing that.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
You know, I'm actually not feeling so well right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, well. So, if you did this job, if you were, what is it called again? Groom of the Stool. So basically what this job was is if a lord or a king or a lady needed help pooping, the groom of the stool would assist them. I'm not sure exactly how, like wipe their ass for them.
Yeah. The crude term is the royal butt wiper. Like,
yeah.
That's
what it is. That's what it is.
It's when, I believe, don't quote me on this because I'm probably wrong, but it was like if they were in their like fancy, if they're all fancied up and like in their royal getup or whatever and like they have tons of clothes on,
yeah,
they physically can't wipe. Like there's too many layers in the way.
Yeah, yeah.
So someone's job was to like, because it's, you know, they could get up in there.
Yeah.
For lack of a better, like, you know, they could just get around the get up in there.
Not fun.
And I think that was an actual job. Like, so imagine that you in this day and age, someone paid you to wipe their butt for them.
You better be paying me good.
Would you do it?
If they're paying me well,
can we play a game?
Yeah.
Let's say I come up to you and like, Benny, I'll give you some money if you do a job for me. Like you do an odd job, and you're like,
yeah,
okay. A, like, based off that alone, like, if I came to you just on a random occasion, Benny, I need your help with something. There's some money involved. Can you help me out?
You definitely pique my interest with that, yeah.
So would you, like, just based off that alone, would you just be like, yeah, dude, for sure?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to, let's play out this situation. You and me.
Okay.
All right, I walk up to you on a Thursday morning. Hey, dude, look, I got a quick job and I can't do it by myself, so I can give you some money. Like, can you help me out?
Sure, man. Yeah.
All right. Just come with me, get in my car. We'll go. All right? You know.
All right.
We go in my car. We go to my house, and I'm like, I tell you, hold on. All right. So now we're in my house. Fast forward. You're with me. We're in my house. All right, take a seat. I'll be right back. I go upstairs. I then start pooping. You don't know this. Then you get a phone call. Hey man, can you come upstairs? Just help me out, right?
Yeah.
You're like,
sure, yeah. Okay. And then I go upstairs.
You go upstairs, you know.
And I'm like, where are you?
I'm in the bathroom.
He's like, oh, I'll let you finish.
Yeah, so the job, I need you to wipe.
You want me to wipe your ass for you?
Yeah. I've been having some troubles. I can't quite reach back there. Like, can you come here and wipe?
Oh, you said there was money involved?
Yeah, I'll give you some money.
How much? I don't want to hear some money. How much money?
I'll give you $20.
Absolutely not.
I'll give you $50.
No.
I'll give you $100.
No.
$150.
At least $1,000.
Seriously?
$1,000, yeah.
I'll give you $500.
No.
I'll give you $750.
$3,000.
Dude, one wipe.
$3,000.
$800.
$3,000.
No, you said a grand earlier. All right. Bottom line, I'll give you, best I can do, $900. Can you just wipe?
What do you got? Like Kleenex or some shit?
I got the Charmin Ultra Soft. I'll let you take as much as you need. $900.
Is it bad? Like, is the shit bad? Like,
it's a pretty clean. It's a pretty healthy poop.
Is it like a clean? Is it a ghost wipe? Like nothing's gonna be on there, or is there gonna be shit on there?
It's gonna be brown when it comes out.
Dude, I don't know.
All right, fine. Best I can give you, $1,200. Can you just wipe it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Fine. And then, you know, whoop, you wipe it, and I go, actually, can you go again? I'll give you another $300. You're up to $1,500. Can you just wipe it twice?
Fine, but I'm not. Twice?
As in, that would be your second wipe.
Fine, but I'm going to really get in there because I don't want to do this again.
Okay. So just brace yourself. There, you get in there and you do it and I go, oh, dude, I really hate to do this. Can you wipe it one more time? Just like last one, I promise.
So I can say no and still walk away with $1,500. I think I'm going to just walk away.
No! Okay, I say, I'll throw in another $500. You're up to $2,000 just for three wipes.
I don't know, man. My original was $1,000. I'm already walking away with more than that.
Can you hook me up, dude?
No.
I give you a watch.
What kind of watch?
Rolex.
What kind of watch?
I got a Rolex. It's got no gems on it, but it's...
So it's what's the worth?
It's like $800. Just one more wipe. That's the last one.
Can I go get like Kleenex?
There's an infinite roll of Charmin Ultra Soft.
I want this to be over with.
All right, you can get the Kleenex, man.
All right, just one.
One Kleenex? What if it breaks?
No, one wipe. I'm gonna wipe.
Oh, one more wipe.
I'll double up on the Kleenex just for only my two. Own sake.
Kleenex is not that thick.
It's stronger than toilet paper.
Okay, all right. Then you wipe and breaks through it, and your finger goes up my butt, covered in my dung.
I'm killing you right there. Nobody,
your fault.
Nobody can ever know about that though.
Okay.
I'd have to immediately like smash your head against the corner of the counter.
Oh my God.
So that you die right there. Then I'd take the watch and my money. And, like, probably grab a couple other stuff on the way out of your house.
just for the inconvenience. Here, just like, it'd be your fault. It's your fault.
It still happened to me.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Change of scenery. Your finger goes up my butt. I, like, panic. My butthole clenches and you're stuck.
Oh, I'm killing you.
Your finger's stuck.
Oh, my God.
Your finger's stuck. All right. Now, picture the situation.
It's going to be worse for you. I have to kill you, like,
single-handedly with your finger in my butt.
Yeah.
I fight back. I grab the toilet lid, the ceramic toilet lid, and bash it over your head. You're clocked out cold. I unclench cheeks. Walk away.
You still have shit in your ass.
You're unconscious in my house.
Still have shit in your ass.
I'll wipe it.
Why didn't you wipe it in the first place?
I needed you. It was a trust exercise. And I needed you. No. And hey, you were there for me.
Yeah. Then you knocked me over the head with the ceramic toilet lid.
Well, you tried to kill me with your finger in my butt.
Why'd you clench?
I didn't. It took me by surprise. You think you, like, you're expecting fingers up your butt all the time?
I definitely want more money. I want more money now.
$2,800 plus the rollie.
Yeah, sure.
Deal.
Cool. Fair. All right. And that's what it would take.
And I would never, we just agree to never talk about this ever.
Yeah.
So for all of you that this actually happened.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
No, it didn't.
Listen, it did.
Sure, yeah.
See?
No. No, this 100% happened.
100% real?
Yeah.
I invited Benny over to my house just to wipe my butt.
Mm-hmm.
And then he fingered me.
No.
You did it. Well, I feel like we shouldn't end on that note. That's kind
of.
Do you have
any other? What are some other weird jobs that are still around today?
A weird job that's around today?
Yeah.
I feel there, like now would have been a good time to introduce porn director, but
after that story.
Well, we've played that card already. So a weird job. I'm drawing a blank. I can't think of one. What's a weird job that exists today?
A weird job that exists.
I mean, okay, actually no. This one's not weird. It's an old job that still happens to be around, window wash. Like the window washer, like skyscraper window washer.
Oh, yeah, that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it like hangs on the side.
That's got to be a scary ass job.
Oh, for sure. It's probably terrifying.
I bet those guys make bank, though.
Yeah, actually, for the risk involved.
For the risk, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like those guys used to build skyscrapers in Manhattan. They would sit on railing eating their sack lunch, yeah, like they couldn't die any second.
Right? Or like I'm sure nowadays a window wash is like secured in. Like he's not.
Yeah, there's probably like a whole thing. Could you, he's in.
Like the old timey ones. It's just a plank with two ropes and he's just sitting.
Sitting on a plank and it's a swing.
It's a legit rope swing. There's just a guy sitting on it and he's just like
washing the windows.
That's just his thing.
Yeah.
Shoddy do his thing.
Apart from the risk involved, it's probably pretty peaceful.
Oh, I bet it's fun. I'd imagine. I bet if you're not afraid of heights, it's probably fun.
Yeah.
Like, also, just seeing whatever, I mean, assuming you're in a city and you do skyscrapers.
Also, like you, nobody else gets that perspective.
Yeah.
At all.
No one gets to be where you are.
Yeah.
That is pretty sick. That's a really cool thing.
Oh, I guess, I don't know if this qualifies as a real job. It's definitely a thing that people do, the mafia.
Yeah.
Being the mafia.
And you make money.
You know, I mean, cartels. It's not like it used to be, at least the American mafia. Like, those guys, like, own car dealerships and shit like that.
Yeah, they're, like, regular guys.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're not regular guys. They have regular jobs.
They have, like, just a ton of different businesses that they control. And it's all secretly part of a bigger thing.
Yeah. And just no one knows about it.
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Not like the old days. You just go into, let's say, you know, these, you know.
You go into Sam's sandwich shop.
This Chinese guy moves into your neighborhood, and then he opens a Chinese restaurant. One day, a couple days into its grand opening, you walk in there, and you're like, hey, I'm whatever. I'm Bobby, and this is my friend Vinny. We're neighborhood security, so, you know, for a small fee, just a weekly vig, you slide us some money, we'll make sure nothing happens to the store. And, you know, at first, if they're gullible, they'll be like, yeah, sure, but if they know it's a scam, they'll be like, no. He's like, oh, okay. They leave, and then they come back the next day, and they, you know,
trash your place.
Or they, like, just break your kneecaps. They baseball bat you.
They could do that, too.
Yeah, he's like, okay, well, we warned you.
You'd be like, hey, we told you.
Just pay us the vig, just pay us.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That was a thing. Like
pretty normal.
That
thing.
Happened. Yeah.
Like every neighborhood had like a guy who they had to pay. Every week a guy would come by, you gotta give him the envelope.
That's insane, dude.
I know.
That's actually nuts.
It makes me think like if you can do that today with this police
it'd be
now.
So hard.
The police. It'd be so you gotta hard get you gotta to pay do. Off the police.
Yeah. You have to be well connected.
You gotta pay off the cops. Collect from local businesses.
Yeah.
Maybe get the politicians in your pocket.
Yeah.
You know?
You gotta be networked, and you just have to know everyone.
Yeah.
You have to, like, the problem is you have to have dirt on everyone.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have something you can hold against them.
That definitely helps getting dirt on people.
Yeah, you know, if you, like, I mean, blackmail, if you can blackmail them, if you can blackmail everyone who is involved or would get involved, i.e. police, politicians, the people.
Yeah.
If you have everyone on lock, I mean, I realize how dumb this is to say. If you have everyone on lock, you're good to be a mafia, like a mob boss.
Yeah.
But that takes some serious.
That'd be interesting, like starting, not even being like, not having any association with that life, yeah, but like going to some random small town. It'd be easier if it was a small town, like any small town in the U.S. Let's say you go to Oregon. Random small town in Oregon, and one day you walk in and you're like, I'm gonna take this town over.
Yeah, you're like, I'm gonna run the place.
Yeah, it's that's insane.
That's yeah,
how would you go about that's I don't know, man.
I have no clue.
It's definitely a lot to get into.
Yeah, it's heavy stuff.
I bet if you but like once you get the operation running after you do all the ugly stuff, I bet it runs pretty smoothly.
Yeah,
like everything's normal.
You,
like at a certain
you just point. Gotta keep tabs, like
yeah,
you just You just have to know. You got to be in the loop. You got to know what's going on around you.
You can get, you can own all the construction businesses. So, like, people got to go through you to build things.
Dude. You could, like, essentially, you'd be every major position in the city. Like, you'd be the mayor. You'd be the cop. You'd be the firefighter. Like, when something went down, if you own the place, you know about it.
Yeah.
Someone's, like, messing on your turf, you know about it.
If you control, and if it's on the coast too, and it has docks, you could like illegally smuggle in products.
Yeah,
that's a very old school practice with that type of stuff.
Basically, in short, you need everyone to report to you.
Yeah,
you need to, if you can get to that position, you're golden.
True. Yeah,
you're golden.
Hijack stuff. It's just steal stuff. You straight up steal stuff. You know, buy a warehouse, buy storage.
Yeah.
You know, lift the truck of whatever, and then. You got all, whatever was in that truck, you got it for free, and now you can sell it.
Yeah.
Markups and shit like that.
Yeah.
This is all sounding very tempting.
No. However, you've brought me to an idea for our next episode. But I'm going to wrap it up here. So hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, at SlapFacts. You know, we're always taking suggestions for, happily, from you guys. If you want to be a guest on the show, you know, just let us know. And if you're local, we can... fit you in. We can get you on the show.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, yeah.